It's Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, welcome back, Startup Nation Radio. We're trying to always bring you the leading edge things that you need to know to get your dream business started or get your dream business growing. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Walsh College. Dan, a really important subject. We talk about getting businesses rolling. Nothing more important than being able to raise capital. We heard from Mark Shea, a very knowledgeable attorney who understands how to use crowdfunding to raise equity, money, investment into the company in exchange for ownership in the company.
Which has only recently become available over the last couple of months.
Right, exactly. This is all new. Hey, Startup Nation Radio, on the leading edge here. All right, but there's another way to use crowdfunding, and that is instead of selling ownership in your company, to use it to sell your product offering in advance and raising money that way and giving up no ownership at all. We're talking to Rachel, who's doing just that. Rachel, you started to tell us you've got this new hamburger product that you guys wanted to sell. You needed funding in order to bring it to market.
Yep.
And you found, was it Kickstarter specifically?
Kickstarter.
You found Kickstarter. You started
very
a campaign.
Popular.
What did you do?
So you have to put together a video. You have to create reward levels. And then once the whole thing's compiled, they make sure that it's good to go. It's legit. They check you out, full background, everything. Attach a bank account.
And you pass the test.
Yes.
Hey, listen, we got you passing the test to be on Startup Nation Radio. So,
yeah. I made it through the red tape.
You made it through all the red tape, yeah.
So after that, you go live. And one of the biggest reasons why I chose Kickstarter is the reach. I mean, this platform and this website goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So within an hour of it being up, I had thousands of people going to my website. People who otherwise...
How exciting is that?
Oh, it's tremendous.
I mean, talk about transformative for small business. It's incredible.
Well, but it then becomes addictive. You become obsessed. So you have two screens open on your computer. One with the analytics of who's on your website, two with your Kickstarter watching the numbers go up.
And what's happening when you say the numbers going up? It's not just about visitors, it's about sales, right?
Absolutely. So, you convert. You convert visitors you convert them to sales. And then in addition, they go to the Kickstarter and they have the opportunity to pledge money as little as $20. And all the way up for my campaign to $1,200.
And when you say pledge dollars, they're pledging, they're doing it why? What do they get?
They're backing. So this is an instance where you're getting 100% return because you're putting in your money, but you're getting, we're determining what you're getting for it, and you're getting that much product. So
I see.
It's an even trade.
So you're actually you're going to be selling them or giving them hamburger patties or meat or Piedmontese beef.
Absolutely.
But you needed the money in order to get those patties produced.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of a trick there in that you're actually taking money in through the sales through Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
You're warehousing that money in essence until you have enough to achieve the objective you need to achieve to deliver the product to those buyers plus to the rest of the market.
Absolutely.
And did it work?
Yeah, so we funded successfully January 1st. I'm in the process of my order fulfillment now. In my case, it's a perishable product, so it's a little bit tricky because you have to do FedEx second day,
dry
ice. The packaging, the coolers is all very expensive. You have to take that into account when you're determining your support levels, your backers. You know, you can't be out all that money because then you're no better than you were when you started.
Exactly. So you've got to really have a tight plan. You've got to know what you're doing. Do you have to say what you're doing with the capital? Do you need to give any disclosure to the community who's putting the money up? Or is there some threshold that needs to be achieved, like some minimum amount needs to be raised before the money's released? Anything like that? Or?
Well, you have to reach your minimum. So you set a goal. It's predetermined. If you don't get to that amount, no one pays any money.
So the money goes... Oh, so they've pledged it. They haven't actually put it in an account yet. Okay, so it's a pledge.
And once you reach your goal, then the money gets withdrawn.
Got it.
So you do have a threshold to meet. You determine it, and then you can't change it. And yes, you have to put what you're going to use the money for because people want to know.
Of course.
And they get invested. They start loving it. They start, the backers feel a part of something.
They almost become like ambassadors, right?
Absolutely.
They're the early adopters.
Absolutely.
So Rachel, I'm interested in your video. When you first started your video, because Jeff talked about earlier about you got to put your investor deck together in the past. You have to put your investor pitch together. Now you did a video. Was the video entertaining? Was the video informative? Was there a pitch? Tell me about that.
Well, My partner, Jerry, who handles the ranching end of things, he's in the video. So that's enough. I mean, he's such a character where people can't help but watch it over and over again. I mean, here's a fifth-generation farmer in his bibs calling me a city slicker. It's like, you can't
help
it.
Hey, a fifth-generation farmer using Kickstarter.
How about that?
That's cool. That's really cool.
So it almost seems that not only is Kickstarter a way to raise money, an equity that you actually need or for the business, but it's a way to generate sales and fans.
Without giving up any ownership or control.
And without paying money, you can't buy that kind of marketing. You can't buy that kind of exposure. You pay Kickstarter, they get 6% of your total gross.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. That's amazing.
Talk about value. That's amazing. I got a question for you. If you hadn't done the Kickstarter thing, would your product make it to market?
Yes, I would have had to find money elsewhere.
And you might, I mean, that's tough, right?
I might not have found the money.
Right, and if you didn't find the money, no product making it to market. The point is, this is a real enabler. I mean, you talk about something facilitating the expansion of business, especially small business. Wow.
Well, we always talk about ways to raise money, friends and family and equity and angels. Well, the other one is your customers. Getting money from customers. And this is the way you're getting money from your customers. You're creating customers, you're creating a market, and you're raising money through a client base.
Yeah, and like all things, you know, there are probably some downsides. I want to touch on a couple of things that we should be cautioned of. I know we've got a caller, though, too, calling in from Chicago. Bob, you've got a question for us calling in from Chicago right now?
Yeah, hi. You guys were talking a little bit about this earlier, about the different pledge levels, I think, and what needs to be done. I'm curious, Rachel, what happens if you don't do that? What if you're not able to
get out the beef
to the people who pledged?
Bob, great question. So you're not actually legally bound to fulfill the orders. If something goes haywire and the beef is tainted and you can't fulfill the orders and you don't have enough money to take more product to process, you know, no one comes after you, but you do have a commitment to stay in touch with the people, to keep your backers informed. They become part of your team and they want to see you succeed. So everyone's pushing for you.
Yeah.
And at that point, you feel really obligated.
Right.
And hopefully you take into account how much you need in order to fulfill that, no matter what, you're able to do so.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really, really powerful. What about, you know, real quickly, any downsides anyone needs to be aware of? Any cautionary notes from your experience?
Absolutely. The first thing that I'll say is you definitely want to tap into your friends and family. You can't have any shame. So it's if you do a 30-day campaign, it's the time to go out and hit up everyone you know.
Use guilt, right? Whatever you can use to get them to do it.
Absolutely. So you can't take the proud route and you cannot be shy. And that's one thing. At first, I had a hard time, you know, with that. My ego I can get the money elsewhere. But the other thing is that you have to take into account how long it's actually going to take you to fulfill these orders. Because if you have 124 backers and you're putting down that you're going to fulfill it in a month,
you better deliver.
Oh, and it's stressful.
I mean, these people are your fans, but I'll tell you what, if you don't deliver, they can turn on you, right? I'm sure. I mean, right?
Social media can go both ways.
Right. It can go both ways. That's exactly right, Rachel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. Well, that's great. Listen, Rachel, you've delivered great value to our audience. Tell us the name of your business again.
Monty's Beef Co.
And how do they find you?
Monty'sBeefCo.com, or we have a storefront in Royal Oak, 2 blocks east of Main on 4th Street.
I'm going to do you one better than that. Spell Monty's.
MONTYSBEEFCO.com.
There you go. All right. Check out Rachel. Get behind her. What a great story. Thank you so much for helping our Startup Nation audience understand how, first of all, by example, you're doing it,
right.
You called it successful. It's wonderful. You gave us some tips. We really appreciate you being on the show, Rachel.
I have one more question before
I let you go, too. Will you do it again? Will you do another Kickstarter campaign?
Absolutely. Even with the stress and anxiety, the whole 30 days long. I mean, it's like watching the ticker, only Wall Street closes at 4:30. So you can't even sleep. It's total anxiety. But we have a sauce and we have seasonings that we're going to launch, and we're going to do it again for that.
Okay.
Really cool. Hey, no better endorsement than if you do it again, right?
Do it again.
Great stuff. All right, listen, we're going to come back. And after the break, we're going to bring on another guest. We're going to keep rolling to raise some money, Dan, through this thing called crowdfunding.
Let's show them how to do it.
Let's show them how to do it indeed. All right, right back on Startup Nation Radio.